Kasper for TDR-TV, EnterMattRussell.com. This interview brought to you by our friends at ClinchGear. You'll find them online at ClinchGear.com. Let's head to Ithaca, New York, where, we've got some guys that have been crowned champions over the weekend, five of them to be exact, as Cornell has won its fourth straight EIWA title. We go to one of the stellar studs on the team at 74 pounds, Mac Lunas. Mac, how are you, bud?
I'm good. Thanks, Mr. Kasper.
You know, this is your third EIWA championship. You took on, or in your third EIWA championship bout, you took on Scotty Giffen of Penn. You notched two takedowns in the first period, almost earned back points, but time ran out. What were you working for in that bout?
Basically, in the entire match, I was, like I do with most of the matches, really, I won't be aggressive, and I felt like it did throughout the whole match. You know, a couple times I got a little stagnant, we had a few stalemates, but then, you know, worked out of it and stayed aggressive the whole time.
You chose to start the second period down on the mat, okay, and then you worked your way back to your feet, kicked free of Giffen's grasp for an escape. But with 30 seconds left in the bout, you notched another takedown to walk away with a 9-2 victory. At any point during that bout, were you thinking turn for back points? Were you thinking turn for back points, turn it into a pin?
Oh, yeah, certainly. Okay. So, I mean, I'm always trying to work for that pin. Unfortunately, he didn't do a great job on top. He got away pretty quickly. And in all periods, you know, both his escapes were pretty quick. So I didn't do too great on top, but I was trying, you know, if I could work on top, try and go for that pin, certainly, yeah, that's always in the back of my mind.
You have the pleasure of working and training with some of the greatest minds in college wrestling. I say that because you guys are really, really smart. You know what I'm saying? You guys are great student athletes. How much pressure do you get from the staff, or is that pressure you apply to yourself to do well academically?
To do well academically.
Right.
You know, there is some pressure to do well academically, but to tell you the truth, they do really good. There's a great support system as far as, you know, some teachers are very understanding. Actually, I'd say most teachers are very understanding to sports, so that takes away some of the pressure. You know, it's never good when you get a couple teachers that are, they don't like sports. They don't like the fact that you are in Cornell because of sports. They don't like that you may put sports in front of their classes sometimes. So that's a little challenge sometimes. But to tell you the truth, I've only gotten a couple of them,
okay,
a couple of those kinds of professors. Yeah, most of them are very understanding. And you can get free tutors here for athletes. There's free tutors, which is also another great support system. So that takes away a lot of the pressure. But at the same time, it is pretty rigorous, and you have to make at least 2.0 to stay on the team. So,
I think you're doing a little bit better than that, evidenced by the fact that through your performance this weekend and your overall tenor, you won the coaches' award given to the tournament MVP, as voted on by the coaches. And believe me, other coaches know what you're doing. I mean, this is no secret what kind of a student athlete you are. So congratulations again to you on that award. Does that give you, I mean, you've got a full year in front of you, your senior year, yet to go. I mean, this is really quite a, you know, quite an accomplishment for a junior, doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. I know it's you know, I set some goals really high, and yeah, I think I would love to you know, reach them this year. I'd love to do well, wrestle my best every match, and win NCAAs. But at the same time, I'm not looking too far forward. Obviously, I'm just eyes on NCAA right now. But you know, I can imagine myself next year. I'm just going to be thinking the same thing because you know, Damien Hahn was the one who said, winning the second national title is a lot harder than winning the first.
Right.
So there's still vast improvements I need to make. I need to make a lot of improvements to be good. And that's just, you know, again, speaking very, very forward on in the future. Right now, I'm just very focused on NCAAs and thinking of what I need to prove in the near now.
Oh, you brought up Damien Hahn. Can he indeed throw the football 50 yards?
Yeah, he can. Yes, he can. And Cole disputed it until it was proved during practice time one time, I went down to the football field, and yeah, he threw it well over 50 yards.
Yeah, I think he even kicked it to a point where he was a bit surprised by how far it went as he kicked that ball.
Yeah.
We're talking with Mac Lunis. Mac, I'm looking at points now, okay, post-conference rankings. And points, you're either number one or number two. Dwyer's up there with you. Luke Manuel, Mike Benefiel is probably some 20 points behind you. Ben Bennett, Christopher Henrich. But the guy that matches up most closely with you is Iowa's Jay Borschel. That's a battle I think most people would pay an entire ticket price for. Just to watch the two of you wrestle. Is that, do you look at those opportunities for you to wrestle the Borschels and the Dwyers and the Manuals? Do you look at those matches as just really unique and significant opportunities?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It really, just like you said, those types of matches, those are the ones that get me, you know, really psyched up. You know, we're going to, two great wrestlers going in and battling, and I love it even from a spectator point as far as, you know, it's going to be a good battle, and it's going to be entertaining to watch. And yeah, I do. I look forward to those matches a lot. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of good wrestling, and hopefully a lot of action.
You know, fans have great opinions, and that's exactly why they are fans of the sport. Do you pay attention to what fans are saying in chat rooms? I mean, you have quite a bit of support out there.
Oh, well, I tell you the truth, I don't get on the forums or chat rooms too much, just because I feel like it's, like you said, a spectator-based thing. I feel like I don't know, it's hard for me to explain, but I've never really been on, the Mat.com forum. I was in high school a little bit because I loved watching following college wrestling, so I always liked seeing the gossip and everything, but then once I started competing in college, I stopped looking at it just because it's, it's, I feel like it's for the spectators, and, you know.
That's what
I'm glad that I'm glad that people are saying great things about me, but I'm sure there's also a lot of bad stuff or negative things, which comes with the territory, which is fine, but, you know, I don't need to go on there and read everything.
Yeah, okay. Well, and everybody's a little differently, but you're one of those guys that chooses not to. Like, you know, me many times. It's too much. All right, I want you to talk about one kid on your team, your teammate. We've got about a minute left, and that's Troy Nickerson. Mm-hmm. How inspirational is Troy to you? What kind of relationship do you have with Troy?
Oh, Troy's a good friend of mine. You know, I'm very close with all my teammates, and Troy being one of them, national champ and such a tough competitor. I think he's a great leader to look up to. He's our team captain, and he performs the job very well. You know, he leads practices, he breaks us down at the end. He's a tough wrestler, and man, is he good.
Is it hard to follow somebody as a leader in practice that's so short?
Heck no.
he's an ankle biter, man. I'll tell you what, that guy is short, but boy, is he powerful.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I'm not the tallest 74-pounder either.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You've got to be careful. Others on your team doing well, Cam Simez. Of course, you've got, let's see if I can ring them all up in my head. It's 57-pounder. For you, and I'm just drawing blanks here.
65, Kerber.
Kerber.
Justin Kerber is our 65-pounder. Bo's actually doing great at 184.
Right.
Kyle Dake, our freshman, is doing fantastic.
What a phenom, huh?
Yeah. Oh, man, he's tough.
And Mike Gray?
Well, Mike's wrestling really well these past season. He's been wrestling really well.
Alright, guess what? It's that time for class. I'm not gonna hold you because otherwise you'll get in trouble and I'm not gonna be that guy. But listen, Mac, congratulations on your honors. Congratulations on another conference win for the team. And keep doing what you're doing, buddy. There are people watching and appreciating what you're doing. Good job.
Thanks, Mr. Casper.